The final thing for you to realize is that the English language has three basic tonalities. Each of these tonalities carries with it some implications and certain meanings. An upward inflection at the end of a statement or a sentence is something that denotes a question. A straight and leveled intonation throughout the sentence is a statement, and a downward intonation at the end of the sentence or statement denotes an instruction or a command. So, what are these tonalities really useful for? Well, let's look at the questioning tonality for a while. Now, if someone has the habit of finishing a sentence, and each sentence finishes with an upward tonality, it doesn't even have to be a sentence. And if they keep following, and the tonality keeps going up at the end, well, it kind of implies a question, doesn't it? Now, the reason this can be useful is it can create a sort of non-verbal yes set. You can actually induce the person to say yes or kind of nod their head in agreement when you're checking things out with them. It's a very useful tonality to have to make sure people are still on board with you. So you could list a whole series of things. For example, you might say, hey, so you've come here and you want to learn this and you've had so much time to learn it in before and you still haven't got hang of it yet. And now you really get to learn it properly. So notice how I have taken three or four statements and put an questioning tonality at the end of it, which kind of forces you as you listen to it to keep pace with it and kind of nod along the way, making sure that I've actually got you on board. Now the last statement, I switched tonality to command tonality, which is kind of a way of locking everything in place. Another way to use questioning tonalities is it's a very good way for putting things into doubt. For example, someone might say, you know, did you park the car outside today? You might say, I parked the car outside? So do you see again how you can begin to imply doubt or cast a shadow of doubt onto things just by how you repeat them, how you say them? This is actually a very powerful nonverbal trick used a lot by lawyers or barristers in courtroom in order to either downplay some information or cast suspicion on something without having to say it outright. The rule of thumb is, and this is something we'll cover more fully on the next CD, that if you imply something, it is much more powerful than something that you actually say outright. So tonalities allow you to do things which saying outright would work, but really wouldn't be quite as powerful. Finally, the questioning tonality, especially if you accompany it by a set of raised eyebrows, is a very good sort of nonverbal cue to make sure the other person keeps talking. So let's say the other person says, well, we're negotiating, and they say, I want to have, $500 for the car. And you look at them, you raise your eyebrow, and you say, $500? And you wait. Now, this is a very powerful nonverbal cue, which in the Western world, and particularly in the English language, is a sign for the other person to keep talking. So, the only way they can keep talking, because you've provided no new information, is for the other person to add new information. Typically, they will change their offer at this point. So now that we have a handle on how questioning tonality works, what can we use command tonality for? Well, if you think about the mind as having different areas in which it automatically performs certain functions, well, the command tonality is the closest thing to opening the behavioral side of the brain because you're just used to responding to certain commands and instructions just by doing them. Now, the command tonality on its own is not going to make sure that everyone, all the time, does everything you ask them to. However, it makes it more likely that your instructions will be carried out. Now, one way that you can use command tonality, or as we like to call it, command tone down, in order to get people to do things, is you can phrase something as a question, but make it very clear that you're making an instruction. For example, is that window still open? Creates a very different effect saying, is that window still open? So you can already hear how one of them has a strong implication of action behind it. And all you have to do is set that implication in motion and give the other person enough space, and usually they will actually follow through with action. Now, command tone down is a very powerful form of tonality, which is really worthwhile you getting used to now. Take your time and experiment, both with questioning inflections and commanding inflections. You'll notice that people respond much more powerfully to you in whatever it is that you're doing.